this is David. I'm calling from the front desk.
Yes.
Hello, sir.
Yes.
We've been getting some noise complaints in regards to your room. We've been trying to find out what's going on there. Is there some kind of a disturbance or a problem of sorts?
I've been sound asleep.
We've actually had two different people call in and tell us that your room there, Mr. Wilford, room 114, has been basically in violation of our noise policy here.
I've been sound asleep. I'm sorry.
Well, is your TV on real loud? Kicking on the wall in your sleep?
I've been sound asleep. I'm sorry to bother you.
Well, no, I'm sorry. It's not me that you're bothering. It's about two other guests here that have called up and said room 114 is not... I'm sorry, is this room 114, Mr. Thomas Wilford?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm afraid we have a problem. I've got two different people that have been telling me there's been, you know, quite a bit of noise coming from your room.
It's impossible because I am asleep. I'm sound asleep. You woke me out of a sleep here.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I hate to, you know, I don't think that you'd have any reason to lie to me, but I don't think you're being entirely honest either because, you know, quite frankly, I think that, I don't think two people would call up and register a complaint in regards to your room 114 without there being some kind of a valid reason.
I don't know, but I don't know what time it is here.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I don't know what time it is here, but you woke me out of a sleep here.
Do you have a clock in your room, sir? You should have a red LCD clock.
I can't see.
Oh, okay.
It's 18 in the morning, you're waking me up.
Well, we've gotten complaints that you're waking other people up, sir. I'm sorry to have to do this, but I think that you know, you're probably going to need to have to get your belongings together and get ready to leave because, after the first noise complaint, we have a policy here, two strikes and you're out. I'm sorry, sir?
Excuse me?
We have a noise policy here.
Sleep, sir.
Well, we have a noise policy here. Two strikes and you're out. We've got two different rooms that have called and complained. I'm afraid that's our limit. We don't give you another chance. I'm sorry, sir. We don't give you another chance.
Do you hear anything?
Well, I'm not. How am I to know that once I called, you didn't stop making all the noise? I mean, come on. Don't try and pull one over on me. I've been working here 5 years. I've seen quite a bit here. I'm sorry?
I'm sound asleep, my God.
Well, you know...
I have to go to work tomorrow morning, for Christ's sake.
Well, I'm afraid, you know, you're going to have to be doing that in your car here. You're going to have to go sleep in your car unless you have to... We're having a real big problem here, sir. You don't understand. We have a policy that dictates that once two people call about you, you are not a guest of ours any longer.
Joke.
No, sir, it's not. Sir?
Yes, I'm...
Hello?
Speak to the manager.
Okay, I can let you talk to my manager. I'm sorry, Mr. Wilford, just hang on one moment.
Yes.
Here you go.
Dave?
Hello, Mr. Wilford?
Yes.
Yes, can I help you? I'm sorry?